The interview will focus on esports or electronic sports. This refers to competitive gaming. There is no standard for a specific game. Esports have teams and organizations that may include multiple players that specialize in different games. The interviewee is Nathan Unruh, a 16-year-old who has been gaming since he was 8.
So I think that competitive gaming is really thriving because more people are growing up in the generation of video games, and people are shifting from watching sports to maybe playing video games more. There's definitely that demographic shift going out there from younger people. And so esports is something that people can watch because they understand the rules already. It's not like having to go and watch some foreign sport that you don't really understand the rules for.
So you would consider esports kind of similar to like just football?
I would consider it similar to football. It's in the same aspect of teams working to do something. The only difference is that you're in a virtual environment rather than a physical one.
How do you think esports are going to evolve from here, considering some people believe like it should be like Olympic level?
I think it has the potential to maybe grow as big as the Olympics, but that's only if viewer support is there. As long as there's enough people that enjoy watching it and funding it inadvertently and advertently, then it will thrive.
Okay, so like since video games aren't as like flashy live, and a lot of the sports these days are kind of, they thrive off people coming in through concessions, stuff like
yep.
that. Do you think esports has a chance?
I think that it actually probably it can thrive, but it'll thrive in a different way, because the main viewers of esports is through streaming. That's how it's viewed mainly nowadays, and there's the same shift in football with people watching that and less going to concessions as TV came. But there's still a lot of people going there. And I don't think esports will thrive that much off of their concession tickets. People will want to go. That's always kind of a given for these large events. But I think mainly how they'll get their money is either through selling promotional stuff and t-shirts and stuff like that, a gift shop. And I don't know if they do like donations through streams, maybe. That's something that's potentially there.
So with like sports have obviously different things, so soccer, football, and other sports. Do you think it's a hindrance that esports has so many different variety of competitive scenes? There's Overwatch, League, CSGO. There's just so many different games for people to watch.
I think that is a disadvantage because it does split up your player base to only people that like that game. And sure, people can like multiple games and be involved in multiple teams, but very likely you're going to hinder your audience because you're not going to have a game that's going to reach all but half the world, 4 billion people. It just hasn't happened. And so by having so many different games, you potentially are going to divide up your community of the esports into very small different sections. But maybe in the grand scheme of esports as the business, that's a good thing, because then you're grabbing all the unique demographics of people who like particular games.
Video games these days, they change so fast. There's always sequels. And how do you think that affects like the competitive scenes? Let's say you were a competitive player for the first game, and another game comes out of the same series, but it's completely different, and you don't know how to play any of it. Like, do you think it's viable for like sports players these days?
It is kind of weird. What do you do when you're an esports player for Call of Duty Black Ops 3 and then World War 2 comes out? Do you wait till Black Ops 4? Do you just move on to World War 2? Do you just keep on playing? So I think that can be seen with what happens to Melee. You'll either move on or stick with, or the Super Smash Bros. Series, excuse me, or you'll stick with a certain thing in the game. Because there's people today who just, instead of moving on from Melee and going to Brawl, they just stuck with Melee because that's what they knew and they didn't like the changes. So I think it might just depend on the player in that aspect, depending on whether or not they're willing to system of a new game, or if they want to just stay good at what they do.